A flood event may be a rare occasion for most residents in Ouachita Parish. Having to purchase flood insurance may become a reality. At a recent town hall meeting hosted by U.S. Representative Rodney Alexander in Monroe, federal and local agencies met with area residents about levee decertification. The Tensaw Basin levee system awaits the evaluation of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's expected that the system will receive a decertified status, thus losing accreditation with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The decertification would result in FEMA redrawing flood zone maps as if the levees do not exist. Those maps would be far-reaching in establishing a new floodplain and upgrading properties in existing flood zones to greater risk. Kevin Woods, an insurance agent in Monroe, says the meeting helped clear up some aspects of the mapping timeline.
There's been a lot of false things going around as far as the timeline, and that was one of the reasons that I had the question about that, because the word is it's going to be later this year, and come to find out it's going to be a little bit further down the road. But like one of the gentlemen was talking about, it's better to go ahead and buy it now. You're going to be better off if you get it now. You get it early, you get the grandfathering, and that's a big issue.
Grandfathering would apply to those who already have flood insurance or purchase it prior to the new maps going into effect. By having and maintaining coverage before that time allows the property owner to keep the preferred insurance rate rather than face higher premiums in accordance with the new maps. Wood says hearing what options are available now is not only information to share with customers, but apply to decisions he may be facing personally.
Right now, we're in a flood zone X where my office is, and if the rates change or if the zones change, it will be in a flood zone A, which is the 1% flood zone, and the premium is not cheap for that zone. So if we get it now, which I'm going to probably go ahead and buy a policy so I can get grandfathered in when those zones do change.
The town hall meeting also allowed for more dialogue among the agencies involved with the certification process. Tensaw Basin Levee District President Harris Brown says understanding by all parties will help bring about a better resolution.
FEMA set out with the most noble of intentions, which was to update their flood insurance rate map, but they really hadn't gotten in touch with the other agencies that are involved in that process. So at first blush, this was quite intimidating to the Corps and quite intimidating to the local sponsor as well. But now that we've had a chance to sit down and start working through some of the details, and they've been able to fine-tune their calculations on what's going to be required and what we're going to be required to provide, it just doesn't look quite as bad as maybe it originally did.
New FEMA guidelines will require bringing the levee system up to safety standards. Brown says in order to comply with those standards and ensure a certified status, major projects will have to be taken on to upgrade the system, and that would require federal money.
Funding has never been tighter in Washington. With all the money we're spending abroad and on other things, I would like to echo the congressman's comments that the infrastructure of this country has been neglected for the past 50 years. They were originally designed and those dollars were sunk. What's been neglected since then is not the local maintenance that we've been doing, but some of the major maintenance, whether it be bank caving and things like that. And those are dollars that were never intended to be generated at the local level. That's a federal responsibility and always has been. But I think the money's just gotten so tight that the Corps isn't as free to do the things they usually have.
Brown feels FEMA and the Corps can reach solutions to where the levee system can be remedied. Wood says given the time frame of the process, residents should be able to prepare for the likelihood of having to purchase flood insurance. He hopes that solutions will come before that decision has to be made.
To find out that it's actually a 2.5-year process, I think that'll alleviate a lot of the stress from folks, and knowing that they've got a little more time and hopefully legislation can be passed and money can be raised and the levees can be certified again.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.